You know, I was a single dad, man, for a while. And so there was a lot of girl stuff that I just was not good at or prepared for, or made me, like, I had to buy her a bra. And she was like, do you want to come with me to buy a bra? And I wanted to say, fuck no. Isn't that something you can do by yourself at the mall? But of course, responsible adult. I said, of course. And so we had to buy her this bra. I'm not gonna get into crazy detail, but the bra was bigger than I was thinking I was gonna have to buy. And I remember handing her the bra and saying, you're like Spider-Man now. With great power comes great responsibility. Those are great power. Use them for good, not for evil. And
so, look, when they were growing up, Caitlin was his protector. And I'll tell you something else about my daughter. Freakishly strong. Freakishly 100%. Strong. And, like, could... there are times where I'd be like, can you open that jar for me? Like, freak it. Fucking not kidding. I'd be like, I can't open it. She'd be like, give it to me. I'd be like, fuck you.
There were times where we would, like, get a new piece of furniture and we couldn't lift it, and Kate would be
I would have Caitlin help me on the other side. These guys would be like, I'm fucking. She'd be like, nah.
Yeah. Kate would just pick up things by herself. Yeah, it was
crazy. Okay. Yeah. So one day, you know, when they were younger, a big day out for us. And this is when they were younger, those indoor playgrounds with the slides and all that shit, those were new. So they were popping up all over the place. They were in one of those tubes, you know? And I see, you know, it was in the ball part of the tube where it was plastic so you could see in. This kid pushes him. And then I see Caitlin doing this. And now he's probably 3, which puts Caitlin at 5.5 or 6. Yeah. This boy was 10. She's going like this, and he goes, and she just goes, psh. His face turned my way in the window, and it was just tears coming out of this kid's face. You know what she did? She hugged him. They came back down to the table. I go, Kate, what was that? And she goes, well, he was picking on Jacob. And I told him, you don't pick on my brother. You don't pick on my brother. And he goes, what are you going to do? She goes, he asked me that, so I showed him. And she said, she hugged him and said, you'll win a fight someday.
Nasty.
Can I tell you something else my daughter used to do? So, look, we had no money when I was single raising them. And so we would go out to eat once a month. And on that night, everybody gets to stop into 7-Eleven and get a dessert. Okay, and because the where we would eat, the desserts would be too much, but we could buy a pack of gum or whatever. And so we go to P.F. Chang's. Kids want to go to P.F. Chang's. And we're eating, and I look at Caitlin after dinner, my daughter. She's probably 6, and she's chewing gum, and I was like, hey. And she goes, yeah. I go, you didn't get gum at 7-Eleven. And she goes, no. I go, where'd you get the gum? She goes, it's the P.F. Chang's gum. I was like, well, what do you mean by that? She goes, you know, it's the gum that P.F. Chang's leaves out for people. I go, where? Where are they leaving it out? And she goes, right here, under the table. I was like,
and apparently, I'm the dumb one.
She said, anytime you see me chewing gum at a restaurant, it's the restaurant gum. And I was like, honestly, I was like, you're going to die tomorrow or never be sick again a day in your fucking life.
But yeah.
Fucking chewing that gum. I was like, yeah, I don't know if you can ride in the car on the way home.
Yeah, that was gross.
Fucking so gross.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Your daughter really found your wife in the closet.
Yes, my daughter found my wife in the closet. For those of you who haven't heard that story, man, you know, when I was a single dad, You know, my didn't let anybody who I was dating meet my kids. I didn't quite understand why you needed to meet my kids, especially like a month in. I don't even know if I like you. So there's no fucking reason for you to meet my kids, right? And so even with Beth, and I knew I was going to marry Beth almost immediately. I was like, you got to wait. We got to wait 6 months. We got to make sure this is real. They don't need to meet you if we're not, right? So she would come over to the house, and she wasn't allowed to sleep in the bed because they couldn't wake up and see her there. So she usually drove home, and one night she was too tired. So she just asked me, she goes, can I sleep in your closet? And I was like, it was a walk-in closet. And so, yeah, she wasn't fucking curled up like a cat at the bottom of the, yeah. So I go, you tell me you're going to come over, we're going to have sex, and you're going to sleep in the closet? She was like, yeah. I was like, okay. Oh, dude, I'm a gentleman. I put an air mattress down in there. She ended up with a little refrigerator, a picture of me, you know. So my daughter comes into the kitchen as I was making I made breakfast and lunch in the morning, and their job was to get themselves dressed. And so she comes in the kitchen, and she goes, I can't find my shoes. And I said, babe, they're somewhere. She goes, I've looked everywhere. I go, you haven't looked everywhere. Go look everywhere. That's right. So she came back about 3 minutes later. No expression on her face. And she goes, yeah, I go, what's going on? She goes, I still can't find my shoes, and there's a stranger sleeping in your closet. And I was like, okay. I go, I'll help you find your shoes. But and this is, by the way, when I knew my daughter is a straight ride or die. Because I said to her, she was walking out of the kitchen, I go, babe, just out of curiosity, there's a stranger sleeping in my closet, and that's all the reaction I get? And on the way out of the kitchen, she looks at me and she goes, it's your closet, Daddy, none of my business what happens in your closet. I was like, I'm going to bury a body with this bitch. She's fucking ready. The only problem I ever had with my daughter is that she's been smarter than me since she was six. And, like, half the time when we're sitting in our living room, I didn't understand a word that was coming out of her mouth. Like, we'd be in my living room, I'd be like, what's up, baby? She's like, huh? Oh, my God, daddy. Oh, my God, daddy. Oh, my God, daddy. It's like having a f***ing dolphin in my living room, right? She came home one day and she was like, oh, my God, daddy, I have to tell you something so important. Oh, my God, daddy. Oh, my God, daddy. Chris tried to kiss me. I told him I wasn't sure if I was allowed to do that. I had to go home and ask my daddy. And I said, you know what, babe? Thank you very much for asking. Look, I know you're a teenager and your hormones are running crazy. And my job as your father is just to tell you what I know. And what I know is that God doesn't let little hookers into heaven. Do whatever you want to do with that information, babe.
Listen, I used to like to embarrass them.
That's true.
And so he is the one who is the hardest to embarrass. My daughter, she at one point, we were driving to middle school, and she was like, drop me off here. I'm like, the school's up there. She was like, I don't, it's embarrassing if you drop me off in front of the school. And I go, what? She was like, it's embarrassing. I was like, okay. So I let her walk up to the school, and I just waited, and then I slowly rolled up behind her. And when she was in front of the school, all the kids out there in the morning, I just rolled down my window and I go, hey, Kaden! Hey, Kaden! Woo, 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 woo! Hey, Kaden! Hey, Kaden! I can't find my way home! I can't find my way home! And she learned a valuable lesson. And that lesson was, don't tell him what bothers me.
Ever. You learned that lesson. Fucking fast in our household.
Oh, dude, if something bothers you, I will wear it out until it doesn't bother you anymore. The best joke I ever played on my kids. I'll tell you why this is my favorite, and then we got to wrap it up. I'll tell you why this is my favorite. Because I didn't even pull it on them. They pulled it on themselves. We were at Petco, and my daughter walks up to me. She was probably 5 or 6. And she walks up, and she's just, I know I didn't eat my breakfast. I know I didn't. I know I didn't eat my breakfast. And I promise you, when I get home, I will eat my breakfast. I promise you. But can I have a cookie? And I go, babe, I don't have any cookies. I didn't bring any cookies. It's morning time. She goes, no. I want one of the Petco cookies.
Cruel.
And I go, show me what you're talking about. Show me right now. Now, for those of you who have never been out of the house before to a Petco, what you don't know, they have these big, giant open bins of dog treats, and some of them look exactly like chocolate chip cookies. So she walks up, and she goes, I go, you want to eat that cookie? And she goes, and I go, okay.
I was pissed.
Dude, because he ate his breakfast. He was like, I ate my breakfast. I ate my breakfast. He was like three, stomping around. I ate my breakfast. And he was like, I want a cookie. I go, no, yeah, you don't get so loud about it. You want a cookie? And he goes, yeah. I go, okay. Now, my oldest son is probably 7 or 8, and he's looking at them, but he's not taking his eyes off of them. And he's talking to me, and he goes, that's dog food, right? And I said, yeah. And then I said to him, do you want a cookie? We were poor, man, so they...
It was a cruel trick.
My rule at my house was that, like, yo, man, if I give you a treat and you don't finish it, you don't get that treat again. Well, I didn't think of these as treats. I thought of them as a joke. But they thought of them as treats, so they both just popped them in their fucking mouths. And I was like...
And if I had to choose one word to describe a Petco cookie, ladies and gentlemen, it's moist.
Yeah!
Them motherfuckers are...
It took a long time for them to chew that.
Yeah.
By the way, for those of you who aren't laughing are either children or don't have kids. When my daughter was 6.5 years old, we bought her a cat. And she said, I'd like to write a poem about that cat and read it at the talent show. And I was like, that's a great idea. My daughter, the most creative out of the kids, she, yeah, amazing, man. You would like put mac and cheese down in front of her and she would give you a mac and cheese dance, or do you know what I mean? Or if you gave her a doll, she would write a play for it and be in the living room a half an hour later, you know? And so she said, I'd like to write a poem about the cat and read it at the talent show. So this is the poem that my daughter read at the talent show in front of the entire school. I just put it to music. Ooh, I love her, my pussy. I like to hug her, my pussy. Yeah, my pussy likes to run around. My pussy, she makes the cutest sounds, my pussy. She can be scary, my pussy. She's really hairy, my pussy. My pussy sleeps right on my chest. My pussy, she likes my brother best, my pussy. She's as happy as can be. And she's part of the family. Yeah, she likes to sleep all over the place. Ooh, my pussy, she lick your face. Ooh, my pussy, she lick your face. So we're just sitting in there, and she opens with, ooh, I love her, my pussy, and I turn to my wife, I'm like, hey, we gotta go. She said, why? I was like, the chorus is my pussy, like, we gotta get out of here, you know what I mean? And she goes, if we leave, she's gonna be humiliated. I go, yeah, but if we stay, we're gonna be humiliated. But we stayed, my wife's a better person than I am. And and so
we're waiting outside for the kids to come out, but all the parents come out first. And man, we live in a generation with some judgy fucking parents. Streaming out of that auditorium, just walking past us like, and one woman walks up to me and she goes, "Hey." I go, "Yeah." She goes, "You know, you really ought to proofread your daughter's poetry before she decides to read it in front of the entire school." And she walked off. And her husband walks up to me and he goes, "Your house sounds fun." And he just high-fived me like that.